This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome to The Landing in Liberty, year two at The Landing in Liberty. It's a full house of Chiefs fans. Myself, Jay Binkley, Kristen Osero from Character Concerns here broadcasting the first round of the NFL draft. The Royals, four straight games they've won. Nice sweep of the Rockies. That's over. It's now time to talk NFL draft. We're still a ways away from the Kansas City Chiefs pick if they stay at 31. We're pick 11 with the 49ers. But here we are, Chris, once again.
Brought to you by Salvation's Army Down for the Challenge. Register today to rappel down GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium on May 22nd at downforthechallengekc.com.
And we've got the first round went a lot like we expected, and then there were some changes. We were 8 for 8 far as the character
first
concerns mocks.
First 8 picks were correct.
Just to review, Tennessee Titans picked Cam Ward with the first overall pick. There was no surprise. Travis Hunter goes two, but it wasn't to the Browns. It was a nice trade up from Jacksonville down to number two, who they get the first round pick from them next year, and a slew of picks. Abdul Carter, the best edge in the draft, goes three to the Giants. Will Campbell, the short arm tackle from LSU, goes fourth to the Patriots. They did not trade out of that spot. Mason Graham, defensive tackle out of Michigan, goes to the Cleveland Browns with the fifth overall selection. Then it was Austin Jeanty, the first running back off the clock, going to the Raiders with the sixth pick. Armon Mimbu from the University of Missouri going to the Jets with pick 7. First wide receiver, Teteroa McMillan, taken by the Panthers. So Bryce Young's got another weapon out there at number 8. Then Kelvin Banks at number 9 to the New Orleans Saints. Followed by, really, Chris, the big surprise in the first round.
I think the biggest surprise thus far, besides the Jags trading up,
Colston Loveland, the tight end from Michigan, goes number 10 instead of Tyler Warren out of Penn State.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't shocked that it was more so Colston Loveland over Tyler Warren. I was shocked that it was a tight end in general for the Bears because we'd been hearing running back. I think you could have looked at defensive back, so that was a bit surprising.
Yeah, the Bears looking for weapons for Caleb Williams, to be honest with you, that for number one overall pick last year. They've already done a lot of work with their offensive line, including making the trade with the Chiefs for Joe Tooney. But the Bears definitely they need to win this year. This is a year the Bears need to win.
Yeah, this is a year that you had the bad year last year because you decided to keep Matt Eberflus. Now this is your opportunity to turn things around with Ben Johnson, the former Lions offensive coordinator, is your new head coach.
We'll find out what's going on because Jaden Daniels was the number 2 pick last year, quarterback for Washington. And they've got two starters from the Kansas City Chiefs from their offensive line starting.
Right.
Nick Allegretti at guard, won 3 rings with the Chiefs. Then you got the right tackle as well with the Kansas City Chiefs, undrafted, and the Laramie Tunsil deal in the offseason from Houston.
So I think the interesting thing here is we've already had 3 offensive tackles go off the board. Really 2, because, you know, I said I think Will Campbell is an offensive guard. And then after that, you got Kelvin Banks Jr. at number 9 to the to the Saints, and then you had Armon Membu, the right tackle from Mizzou, go to the Jets at 7 overall. So you've already got, what, two tackles, technically three, but two tackles coming off the board. So the question is there going to be more of a run on tackles there? Because I know there's a lot of Chiefs fans looking to tackle for the Chiefs here as a potential trade-up option.
Well, the over-under for first-round trades was 4.5. I've heard 5.5. The typical average trades in the first round is 6. That's been the average so far of first-round trades. Probably start seeing some trading in the 20s.
Possibly,
I imagine there will be.
Possibly.
When Walter Nolan, defensive tackle of Mississippi, is out there, Derek Harmon out of Oregon still sitting out there as well.
Yeah, and we did hear word that, like, a lot of teams are looking to maneuver around. Like, the Browns traded down. There was word that they might trade down again. Didn't happen, though. But, yeah, I think at this point, you kind of look at where we are in the teens. I think any of these teams could be looking to move down and get some more picks because, like I said, we talked about it earlier today on Fesco and Dusty. Round two, round three, till day two tomorrow night. That's really kind of the sweet spot in this draft.
Yeah, and the 49ers looking for offensive tackles, for corners. They got rid of so many guys in the offseason.
They're kind of doing a retooling, if not a rebuild right now.
Well, George Kittle, obviously the tight end for the Niners, are set at that position, although he wants more money.
Yeah.
He hasn't shown up to the offseason workouts, the phase one of the offseason workouts, and we'll see what they're going to do. I doubt they go Tyler Warren.
Yeah,
who I consider the best tight end in the draft. There's no way they do that.
I don't think tight end. And here's the thing. I can't say I'm that shocked it was Loveland over Warren per se, because if you look at Loveland's game versus Warren, as athletic as Warren is, Colson Loveland's a much better blocker. He's a good receiver too, but he's a much better blocker, and I think that's kind of the thing that really kind of hurt Warren as far as getting drafted over Loveland.
Well, when the Bears went Colson Loveland, here's a little bit of info from a little draft vignette about Colson Loveland, exactly what the Bears are getting at pick 10.
Side off one defender. Judkins to the 5. Judkins to the goal line and into the end zone for a touchdown. Quinshon Judkins bouncing off of defenders. 9-yard TD run. Quinshon Judkins.
Now we get the wrong
the
one
sixth,
there.
Yeah,
that Quinshon Judkins is Colson Loveland I was looking for back there, Jacob. If you find Colson Loveland, let me know. But we'll take a timeout here. We're at the Liberty Landing in Liberty. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll fill you in on who the 49ers have picked.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Liberty, year two of our draft coverage here from 96.5 The Fan. Always a good time out here. Oh, these specials as well. The boneless wings, $9.65.
It's Bob's Big Pretzel and boneless wings for $9.65.
Yeah, Bob's Big Pretzels as well, and the boneless wings, each $9.65 for 96.5 The Fan. Of course, we had our draft contest that went earlier, but that is done because it had to be turned in by the first pick in the clock, on the clock. Well, the 49ers have made their selection, but before we do that, let's hear again from Chris.
This coverage is brought to you by J&M Displays. Apply now to shoot off large-scale fireworks displays at jandmdisplays.com.
Well, we've had two picks made so far. We've had 11 and then 12 with the Dallas Cowboys, but the 49ers ended up selecting Mykel Williams, the edge out of Georgia. Here's a little more about him.
Quinshon Judkins, running back, Ohio State.
First and goal from the Notre Dame 9. Judkins the give, going left side off one defender. Judkins to the 5. Judkins.
Mykel Williams, defensive end, Georgia.
Play fake, Ewers steps up, moves to his right. He's going to be sacked back at the 18. Dogs got to him. Mykel Williams gets the sack. Texas going back here on this possession.
At 6'5" and 265 pounds with rare power at the point of attack, Mykel Williams has wowed scouts with his physicality. His talent showed in the SEC championship game where he notched 2 sacks and 5 quarterback pressures against one of the best offensive lines in the country. His explosiveness is rare for his position, and scouts rave about his competitive toughness. He's a rising talent that has all-pro potential.
So there you go, Mykel Williams out of the University of Georgia, the edge rusher, going to the 49ers, and this is definitely something they've been very good at, is getting to the quarterback.
Yeah, and he's a really a good fit for him. He's more of a power rusher. They kind of like guys like that anyway, so now you get someone opposite of Nick Bosa there that's going to be able to help generate your pass rush. I think this is a really good pick here. This was a guy I was hoping would fall, and the Chiefs would have an option to trade up and try to get him. So, unfortunate, but hey, the 49ers, they draft really well, and I think this is a really good pick for them.
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's, again, pass rush school. University is what San Francisco does. They run the ball and they get to the passer.
This is a league now where your defensive line is so much more important than we've had in recent times, because running game is becoming more important, but you still got to get after the quarterback. So I think this is a great option for him.
The Miami Dolphins sit on the clock now at pick number 13, but the Dallas Cowboys have selected number 12 right behind the 49ers. You would think, is Jerry Jones going to go splash? Is he going to go running back? Because they definitely need to
go
running
sexy.
Backs.
That's the big thing for him.
Is he? Well, he didn't in this case. He goes Tyler Booker, the guard out of Alabama, the best guard in this draft class. Here's a little bit more about Tyler Booker.
Tyler Booker, guard, Alabama. He arrived on campus as one of the most sought-after offensive line prospects in the country and delivered, becoming an All-American and team captain for the Crimson Tide. His aggression at the point of attack jumps off the tape as he recorded 87 knockdown blocks in his final season at Alabama. His large frame, overall power, and advanced pass protection skills project him as a good starter with a chance to develop into an elite guard at the next level.
So there you go, Tyler Booker to the Dallas Cowboys. I actually liked him a lot. You started to see him mocked a little bit to the Kansas City Chiefs.
You got a Raiders fan over here.
Kramer's right there with him, too. We got these Raiders fans
in the
house. They're really happy about Austin Jeanty. You should have seen Kramer get booed here when Jeanty pick was made here around all these Chiefs fans. But Tyler Booker, the guard out of Alabama, some people actually mocked him to the Chiefs. I thought it was a little too early for the Kansas City Chiefs to go with the guard.
I'm going to be honest here. I don't think you should draft a guard in the first round unless things are going really well for you throughout the rest of your roster.
Now, is he a decade-long player or more? Yes,
maybe.
I think so.
I think he might be.
You can slot him in there.
I just don't think guard is that valuable position that you have to take that high.
Well, like, they're definitely going to go running back here at some point because you have to block
for him. Look at 12 overall. Let's look at who's best available. So you've got Jalen Walker still on the board.
And the Dolphins are on the clock, and they need edge.
Yeah, Tyler Warren. You got Will Johnson, Jahdae Barron, Derek Harmon, James Pierce Jr. G.I. Campbell's still on the board. I thought he'd be a great fit for what they're doing. So this, to me, is a little confusing. I get it. You want your offensive line to be good, and this isn't a great guard draft, but this still seems like a reach to me to take a guard at 12th overall.
It seems like that, but the Cowboys are going to be more dedicated to the running game at this point, getting the road graders up front.
Right,
because
they've
always had a great offensive line. Obviously, through retirements and injuries, it's not as good as it once was. But they want to bulk up that offensive line for the running backs.
Yeah, and I understand that. But I also think, like, there's other impact positions you could take. Like, I think you could also go on the defensive side. I think, I mean, like I said, G.I. Campbell, like, he's a kind of a freak of nature type.
He could do everything.
He could do everything. He could play traditional off-ball linebacker. He can get after the quarterback. Like, there's just so many ways you could have used him. That, to me, seemed to be make a little bit more sense for the Cowboys at 12. Like I said, I don't think Booker's a bad player or anything. I think he's going to be a good player for him. It's just 12th overall. Maybe you could have traded back and still got him.
The interesting one here, too, is Kelvin Banks, the top offensive tackle, was taken by the Saints at number 9. He was a guy that people are kind of wondering, where does he fit in? Could we see him at the end of the first round? Could you see him earlier? I like the way Kelvin Banks played. He solidified that left side of the line for the University of Texas. But obviously, with Derek Carr's injury, there was thoughts of maybe the quarterback. Maybe Shedeur Sanders, one of his landing spots. And right now, you look at where Shedeur could end up, which is really the story of the draft, maybe at 21 with Pittsburgh. But if he doesn't go to the Steelers, he would almost take a trade up from somebody like the Browns to grab Shedeur.
Yeah, I think at this point, I mean, the last spot is probably the see you later, Dusty. I think you could probably see Shedeur at 21, or maybe one of these other teams trades into the back part of the first round and tries to take Shedeur there. I still think he's going to go round one, but yeah, right now it doesn't seem like there's anybody who's picking in the teens that's looking to grab him.
But Miami on the clock now, obviously Jalen Walker would be a good selection to him. But that's an interesting team. You know, they were supposed to challenge the Bills to start winning that division. They made the playoffs 2 straight years. Now they've just kind of slidden off. The injury's taken a toll. Tyreek Hill's now over 30 years old. Things are definitely changing because they didn't punch that ticket. Once they got to the postseason, you're waiting for them to punch on through, and they just haven't done it.
No, I said this after the Chiefs played them in the playoffs. The Chiefs created the blueprint on how to slow their offense down, and they weren't the same last year. Defensively, they weren't really that good last year. There's a lot of issues that they have to solve, so they're kind of best player available, I think.
But what's curious where they go. They're going to keep loading up their offense because they don't really need to. They're kind of like the Bengals in the fact that they just keep selecting offensive players. Defense is definitely what they need. And Drew Nixon from Cody and Gold, of course, their producer, is a Bengals fan. And per tradition, we like to put him on the radio at when the Bengals pick, which will be number 17 coming up.
I don't know, probably a half hour or so, maybe 20 minutes.
Yeah, last year he got booed when he came in here, so that was always nice when he got booked coming here. Miami's on the clock now, followed by the Indianapolis Colts, the Atlanta Falcons, the Arizona Cardinals, then those Cincinnati Bengals. Kenneth Grant just goes to the Miami Dolphins. He's a defensive tackle out of Michigan. How about the Wolverines, man? They just keep getting their guys drafted, and don't they?
They recruited very well.
They do recruit well.
And, look, you just have a large number of players coming out of that university.
This is the third player, taken from Michigan. We saw Mason Graham go number five, defensive tackle, to the Cleveland Browns. We saw Colston Loveland, the tight end, going to the Bears. And then, once again, we see Kenneth Grant going at a defensive tackle out of Michigan that a lot of Chiefs fans wanted, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't very likely he was going to fall down, but it would have been nice if he did take a tumble that the Chiefs could possibly trade up and go get him. But, yeah, I didn't expect him to be within the Chiefs' range.
Yeah, so it's definitely somebody they wanted, though.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's definitely a guy. I guarantee you they did a lot of scouting on him before the draft just in case something happens there and he falls into, like, the early to late 20s.
Well, it's some remnants of the Harbaugh recruiting when he was at the University of Michigan, but the defensive tackle out of Michigan goes to the Miami Dolphins. Let's hear a little bit more about Kenneth Grant.
Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle, Michigan.
Lawson, a shotgun. He'll bring five. Back to pass. He's in trouble. And he's wrapped up, and Kenneth Grant will take him to the ground. The final play of the first half. And Moss is buried by Kenneth Grant, and he is slow to get up.
Only a three-star recruit, Grant developed into one of the best defensive linemen in college football. He was hugely impactful in Michigan's national championship run in 2023 and proved his worth as more than just a run stuffer. He has great speed for his size, can get after the quarterback, and rarely can be handled by one-on-one blocks. He's already a terrific player and has the ability to become one of the best defensive linemen in the NFL.
So we see Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle out of Michigan, going to the Dolphins. The pick is in now for the Colts, picking at 14. This has got to be Tyler Warren.
You think
so? I mean, this has got to be Tyler Warren.
This is the one that I thought was the easiest guy to mock to a specific team, aside from like Cam Ward to the Titans. This one's super easy. If they don't take Tyler Warren, I think they're missing a boat on that kid.
Which I think Bengals fans would be happy, just so they don't do it, even though they gave Gesicki that extra money.
Yeah,
but Cincinnati loves Slash.
I don't think they wouldn't take Tyler Warren.
I would hope not. I would hope not. Actually, I don't care if they would.
If they did, I would laugh. We'd have to laugh at Drew when he comes up here and watches them take their pick in a few minutes.
But the pick is in for the Colts. It's got to be Tyler Warren.
Yeah, you think it's
And you know what? They were probably really happy that the Bears go Colston Loveland.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Tyler Warren's still there.
I guarantee you, when they heard Colston Loveland, they were like, we're good. We got our guy.
Got our guy. So we'll see if that's the direction that they go. Jalen Walker still sitting there.
Oh,
Tyler Warren. There you go. Tyler Warren, the tight end out of Penn State, is going to the Indianapolis Colts. 6'6", 256 pounds. Many people had him as the number one tight end in the draft. I did too. The guy does a lot of things. Former quarterback. Of course, you hear that all the time with guys like Kelsey and everything else. But we saw him in trick plays, playing the center position for Penn State. He catches the ball extremely well. He runs great after the catch as well. But Tyler Warren, this was kind of a home run pick for the Colts.
Yep, super easy. Like I said, one of the easiest selections that we made when we did our mock. Look, they need some weapons for their offense. They invested in their quarterback position, and they don't really seem to have quite enough weapons. Tyler Warren, he has got so many tools that you can invest in, and you can be able to try to harness in your offense. So, yeah, I think this is a great pick, great athlete. They just got to figure out how they're going to use him within the framework of their offense.
So Tyler Warren, the second tight end off the board, thought he would be number one, but he's actually the second tight end taken. Here's a little more about Tyler Warren out of Penn State.
Tyler Warren, tight end, Penn State.
Allen is to the right. Warren, tight right. Motion by Clifford away from us. Aller back, scans, fires, wide open Warren, touchdown, Penn State, a new Penn State record for touchdowns by a tight end.
A quarterback in high school, Warren transitioned to tight end and rewrote Penn State records. He finished his collegiate career with 25 touchdowns, a school record at tight end, and shattered single season marks with 104 receptions and over 1,200 yards in his final season. Warren has elite pass catching ability for his position and can separate from linebackers or find holes in zone coverage to get open. His combination of tools tools gives him the potential to be a top tight end at the next level.
So there you go, Tyler Warren off the clock now to the Indianapolis Colts. It leaves the Falcons. There's about 5 minutes left before their pick has to be in. The interesting thing here is really the two biggest needs for Atlanta are the edge and defensive tackle. Of course, that's we're sitting with the Kansas City Chiefs looking for edge or defensive tackle. Two of the best one here is obviously Jalen Walker and then, of course, Derek Harmon. Derek Harmon, the guy that I'd like to see go to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
This would actually make a lot of sense for Atlanta to go this direction as well. Let's hope they go edge.
I think edge makes the most sense. You, like I said, Jalen Walker's there. You also have Mike Green as well from Marshall is there. I think both of those
who
guys
led the nation in sacks. This guy gets after the quarterback.
Yeah, incredible athlete.
Many people think he's going to the Bengals. I think he's going to the Bengals.
I think it's possible. I think it's, if I were the Falcons, I would take Mike Green here. Like I like him. I like him more than Jalen Walker. Even though I think Jalen Walker's a really good player.
He had 17 and a half sacks last year at Marshall.
Yeah,
and he got unbelievable pro day as well.
Even though he's a speed guy, he was pushing guys straight down on their ass when they were at the Senior Bowl. So he's an incredible talent. He really kind of worked his way up because of what he did at the Senior Bowl, and then eventually at the Combine. So yeah, I think he would be the perfect pick here. But Jalen Walker also makes sense. You know, just him having played at the University of Georgia as well. It's just, I think there's a lot of people there in that fan base that are kind of linking those two guys, him to the Falcons together.
Falcons are interesting, though, because oftentimes they draft somebody when they need to have somebody. Albeit Tyler Algier runs for 1,000 yards. They go out and draft Bijan Robinson out of Texas, the running back the next year. And then, of course, they gave the bag to Kirk Cousins to come in as a middle-aged 30-year-old something quarterback.
Coming off of a
torn Achilles at 34 years old and only one career playoff win, and then they drafted Michael Penix, which, to be honest with you, in hindsight, looks like a brilliant move from Atlanta.
Yeah, look, when we were here last year and they made that move, we both said, we knew exactly what they were doing. It's like, that's your quarterback of the future, and don't be shocked if he ends up taking over the starting job at some point during the 24 season because Kirk Cousins ain't that same dude anymore after that injury. So it made a lot of sense. Now you're in a position where you don't need a quarterback because you went and got your quarterback a year ago when there was the supply there.
Which I understand Michael Penix is an often injured guy, but to be honest with you, I think he goes first over these quarterbacks that are in this year's draft
class. The only thing is the injury.
The injuries are concerning.
That's a big problem. Like, that's not nothing, and I think that's probably why he wouldn't go above Cam Ward. But
we're seeing so many of these quarterbacks that transferred hit the portal. Because Cam Ward's a guy that played in Incarnate Word, Washington State, then Miami. This is the new trend.
Yeah, and that's going to be what it is. But, yeah, like I said, I don't think he would have gone over Ward just because of the injury concerns. And, you know, Penix is what? He was 24 when he got drafted last year? Like, that means something, too, because that's probably a couple less
years. Well, we see a lot more aging guys because of the COVID year. They got 5 years of eligibility, and many of them are staying in school because they can, get paid now through name, image, and likeness. So a lot of the top talent is hanging around, you know, living that campus, like taking the extra money and not having to go to the draft to start making that money because that money's already there, which is a big difference. We thought we'd see a difference in the draft, and we're already seeing it.
We heard this. What was it, like September, when Jim Nagy, who used to run the Senior Bowl, now he's the GM for the Oklahoma Sooners, he said, like, there's day three isn't going to be quite as good because there's so many players who are deciding to stay because of NIL. So, yeah, I mean, that's not shocking at all that you're going to kind of see that supply go down in the later rounds. And, yeah, NIL, I think, is very much incentivizing guys to stay in college for another year or two.
Well, about a minute 20 on the clock for the Atlanta Falcons, and we'll see which direction they go, if they go Jalen Walker or Derek Harmon as far as that's concerned. But one thing we know is the Chiefs pick 31st. They have a total of 8 picks. They got one in the second round at the end at pick 63, but then they turn around and pick 66 in the third round. So 2 third-round picks, a fourth-round pick, no fifth or sixth-round picks for the Chiefs, and 3 seventh-round picks, including Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah, and that means that, like, day three, unless they make any, you know, crazy moves, they're probably not going to be super active. You got your fourth round and you got your 3 seventh rounders. I could see them trading back up into, like, the fifth or sixth round if they really like a guy. But, yeah, I don't I mean, we're going to be on Saturday throughout the day. I don't anticipate a lot of action from the Chiefs. Maybe I'll be wrong about that.
We'll see. I mean, Brett Veach likes to be in the second and third round.
Yeah.
He's admitted that. But he's got a second-round pick, and he's got two third-round picks.
He's got two third-round
picks.
And
I love that quick flip between 63 and 66.
Right. And they do still have that fourth-round pick from next year from the Bears in the Joe Tooney trade. So they could use that as ammunition to move back into – you know, one of the other rounds in on day three, like fifth, sixth round. They could push that out and get multiple picks back.
One part of the talk has been, can the Chiefs trade back from 31? And the one thing about it is the value is really not there to get a ton to move back from. And then usually if you're sitting at 31, you need that quarterback that's still out there where you see teams trade back in
right to
the first round and grab, and that guy simply doesn't exist this year. Unless a Luther Burden slides, and that's a guy
Burden
I can
slides,
see
But
picking.
Also, I said, again, don't sleep on Shador. Don't sleep on Jackson Dart or Jalen Milroe. I think Jalen Milroe is probably, like, the least likely, but I definitely think it's very possible that you see Jackson Dart, someone moves up back into the first round to get him, or Shador if he slides past 21. Like, I'm not going to sleep on either of those two possibilities there.
Well, the pick is in for the Atlanta Falcons. Not quite sure on the pick yet. We don't want to spoil anything either. The Arizona Cardinals are currently on the clock now as we await what the Atlanta Falcons did. I'm guessing defense here, Chris. Just going on
an edge. It has to be an edge
rusher. Not reading Twitter, not reading anybody's deal.
It has to be an edge rusher. Like I said, I was thinking either Mike Green or Jalen Walker. We'll see what they do. But, yeah, the biggest issue that the Falcons had last year was their pass rush. It just makes a lot of sense to go get best available edge rusher here.
Because they're getting loaded on offense. I mean,
yeah,
they have their quarterback, they think, for the future
yeah,
and what he can do. I love the running game.
Love the running game as well. Their biggest issue is they cannot hit the quarterback, and that really, really hurt their defense. We saw when the Chiefs played them in Atlanta last year. Nothing, they couldn't get to Mahomes at all.
Well, the pick is in for the Falcons. We'll let you know who it is. We're at the landing in Liberty. We need to take a timeout. We come back. We'll stay here. The pick is in. We'll stay here with the Atlanta Falcons. We'll stay with the pick.
Yep,
Goodell. Let's go ahead and give this pick.
Up at the podium right now making the announcement for the selection. It is Jalen Walker, edge rusher out of Georgia.
Jalen Walker, they showed him in the green room. He was answering his phone. They weren't going to do that as much, but you never know who they're talking to. But Jalen Walker finally selected as he kept waiting in the green room to be selected. We'll tell you more about Jalen Walker. We'll take a timeout with the landing in Liberty when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back to Character Concerns Draft Special. First round right here at the Landing in Liberty. Jay Binkley, Chris Unocero, Jacob Mustard producing the operation. The pick is in now for the Cardinals. We'll get to that in just a minute. But first, we got to go get Drew Nixon.
Yeah, we got to get Drew Nixon. But first, this show is brought to you by Powell Exteriors KC for siding, windows, decks, and more. It has to be Powell Exteriors KC and PowellExteriors.com.
Before we get to the Cardinals pick and before we rattle Drew Nixon's cage, let's hear a little more about Jalen Walker.
Jalen Walker, linebacker, Georgia.
Ewers out of the shotgun, straddling the goal line. Oh, he's going to go down, I think. Yeah, Jalen Walker got him as he had 1 foot in the end zone, 1 foot out of the end zone. That was close to being a safety.
Kirby Smart and the Bulldogs have been a factory for NFL talent on defense, and Jalen Walker is no different. He's a terrific run defender utilizing his size and speed to close out on opposing backs. Like N'Kobe Dean and Azeez Ojulari, he also makes an impact as a pass rusher off the edge. Walker has a relentless motor and great lateral agility off the snap. Some scouts worry that he lacks length, which could limit his pass rush ability, but even so, he has the potential to be a difference maker at the next level.
So there you go, Jalen Walker of the Atlanta Falcons. The Cardinals have selected number 16, Walter Nolan.
My guy.
Your guy.
Guy
defensive
really
tackle from Ole Miss.
Get their hands on. Man, I saw a lot of Chris Jones-type traits in him as a pass rusher. But, I mean, look, the secret was out, and the Cardinals took advantage of that and took him here.
No, he was. He was also the most popular pick when I went around and got the 96.5.
Yeah, I get it.
Fans.
And I 100% get it.
Walter Nolan, including Spectre. That was Spec's pick as well. But Drew Nixon, kind enough to join us.
I also love Walter Nolan.
And, yes, Drew Nixon likes him. He also likes the Bengals. And he's wearing Bengals jersey, A.J. Green, for the second straight year.
Let's go. I didn't want to get the Joe Burrow one messed up just in case if I spilled something.
But you're always worried about that. You're so worried about the Joe Burrow jersey. You never wear it because you're always afraid of getting it dirty.
I'm not a player, though. I don't need to get it dirty. I want the jersey to stay nice.
Yeah,
but you never wear it.
I agree with that.
All right, what are the Bengals doing here?
Well, the draft actually played out really well for them. I think Mike Green makes a ton of sense.
The most sense.
Derek Harmon makes a ton of sense.
No, he doesn't. Makes more sense than Kansas City.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. They should
guys
not take
want
you know who makes sense?
Don't
probably Matthew Golden, Luther Burden.
To the Bengals?
Go offense.
Please, no.
No, they
Please,
should take
no.
Shador Sanders. That's
Shador Sanders makes a ton of
yeah,
sense
Yeah, he'd be an
Bengals.
Upgrade from that guy they got playing quarterback right now.
They're taking some time with the pick here. So, I mean, I do think things panned out really well, though, for them with defensive line not being selected until into the – I think even into the double-digit realm of things where now they get options. And defensive line is what they need the most. I'm hoping they don't mess the pick up.
Well, Nick Skorton,
but
the guy
known
from
to A&M do
that I like, was compared to Trey Hendrickson, which I think is kind of a stretch at this point.
Here's
a
name. Here's
a name. Where do we sit with Trey Hendrickson and the Bengals? I mean, I know he's not happy. He hadn't been happy really for the last 2 years. Going to play under his contract, I assume. but he wants to be taken care of.
Yeah, I feel bad for Trey because I think the Bengals have the money to do it. Do they actually commit to it? There was talk about could he potentially be traded before the draft. Obviously, it hasn't happened yet. I think they'd like to keep him there, but they need to cover their bases. Even if Trey Hendrickson is playing, Edge is a guy that they need anyways.
Who do you think we're going to hear from first, Trey Hendrickson or Aaron Rodgers? And we didn't hear from either.
At the rate that we're actually, we might hear from Aaron Rodgers first because if the Steelers take Shador at 21, all of a sudden Aaron might not be out of options.
I still think he could go and be the mentor.
Here's the thing I find interesting. Jihad Campbell is still on the board.
That's a pick that's
I think that's an interesting option for him because
that's a great option because he can do so many different things.
He can still be an edge rusher for you. So, because there's a lot of people that think he's got Micah Parsons upside.
Yeah, it's not the direct, like, edge rusher guy that's going to line up on the line, but him being able to do as much as he does, plus linebacker-wise, covering tight ends, being able to
– anybody.
Anybody that can help with the run as well is who they need, really, because they've been awful in terms of run defense as well, which is where Nolan would have been great because he gives you a little bit of both. But they just need anybody on defense. They take Will Johnson. Not the guy who I would take, but you know what? Fine, it wasn't an offensive player.
That's it's bad for Cincinnati for Jalen Walker and Walter Nolan to go boom, boom, right off the clock, those two.
Yeah, it's tough. I'm a little bit nervous because there's like 5% of me that says they're going
to
take Josh Simmons.
Do you trust them completely to not make a bad pick?
I don't trust them completely.
The pick is in, Drew. The pick is in.
I know. I am.
You want to stand up on a chair or anything?
I might have to stand up when Roger Goodell approaches the podium.
They're going to boo you.
Look, I'm comfortable. I've been booed for the last year and a half that I've been here in Kansas City. I love it. People are good sports to me. CDOT's over here getting me pumped up and excited.
CDOT's ready to boo you.
I'm good. I'm ready to go. I'm excited.
I'm ready to go. The pick is in for the Bengals. Where are we going?
They're at a break right now, so
Mike
it'll
Green.
Be a few minutes.
I'm going to guess Mike Green. I'm going to guess Mike Green.
That actually would be a great pick. I'm not joking around with you.
That would
honestly be awesome.
The best pick I think that the Bengals could make here.
17 sacks last year, right?
17 and a half.
100% means that that's not who they're going to take, right?
I know. This is a Skyline Chili type pick.
And before I joined, we were talking off air about like Shamar Stewart and guys who have high upside, but there's little production. The Bengals have done that recently, which makes me a little bit worried that they might try to do it again and say, well, this guy's got really good upside. I'd be good with even like Donovan Ezeraku. Like his ceiling is lower, but his floor is
very high.
Is very high. You know what you're getting. I'd be good with a guy like him even.
Yeah, I think he could be like what Sam Hubbard was at the very minimum for y'all, where he's like Sam Hubbard like a 6 to 7 a year guy?
Prime Sam Hubbard? I would take another one of those guys immediately.
I think you could, at the very least, you'd be getting that with a guy like
I think that was Robert. A good pair, though, for Trey on one side and Sam on the other. I think they'd be missing that.
Oh, I know, for sure. I think I know a lot of people don't – we're talking about, like, on-the-field stuff, but locker room-wise, like, Sam Hubbard from Cincinnati, he loves the city. He was a big part of the culture of that defense. So, he'll definitely be missing that regard.
And not having that culture guy like that on your defense, especially when your defense isn't that good. Like, that matters. So,
Chris Jones obviously brings it to the table on the field, but also he's a guy that can rally the troops, and having somebody like that – in your locker room is great, especially, again, who knows what happens with Trey Hendrickson, but being able to have an identity on defense, hopefully that's what Todd Golden can bring, or Al Golden, rather, can bring to the table.
The real question is, should they go Texas A&M? Because Texas A&M
Scorton would be interesting there.
Scorton, even though I think it's a little high to take him, I think Scorton would be an interesting pick. Just
the pick is in. Drew's getting nervous. Let's go, everybody. Boo this guy. Boo. They're booing Drew Nixon.
They don't like you here.
The pick is in.
Goodell is up at the podium right now making the selection. They are booing.
Please, Mike Green.
Listen to him. This is awesome.
They took Shamar Stewart.
Shamar Stewart to the Bengals.
Man. This team, man.
Instant reaction, Drew Nixon.
This team. Hey, I really hope that he pans out because this is what they do.
This is a traits guy.
This is what they do, and it hasn't hit the last two times that they've tried it.
Oh, man. That is literally the guy you were talking about. Like,
no, I'm dead serious. Tyler Booker and Shamar Stewart were the two guys. I wanted them off the board. I wanted them gone.
And it's funny because he only had 4.5 sacks in 3 seasons at
A&M.
Well,
that's what we talked about.
Shamar Stewart is 1.5
very low production.
The lack of production, but his upside is through the roof. But I get tired of hearing about upside with
guys.
Well,
the one thing is A&M seems to ruin players. Like, they hurt Nick Scorton. Nick Scorton led the Big Ten in tackles at Purdue before he transferred to A&M.
Well, he also played in a better conference when he was at A&M too. Like, that's a big difference when you go from Big Ten to SEC. Like, Big Ten's good, but SEC's a lot better. Like,
well,
I get that. I get that. Like, I can understand that dip in production, but man.
Well, I tell you what, Drew. Without further ado, let's hear some Shamar Stewart, and just the kind of production you should expect. Here's the vignette for Mr. Shamar Stewart.
Shamar Stewart, defensive end, Texas A&M.
This one's 3rd and 9 for the Aggie 41. Bazelak, pressure up the middle. They got him. They got him. Shamar Stewart got him at midfield.
An outstanding athlete at 6'5" and 267 pounds, he ran a 4.5 40-yard dash with a 40-inch vertical and a 10-foot broad jump. His sack totals don't jump off the page, but he racked up 39 total pressures over 315 defensive snaps in his final season at College Station. He's also drawn comparisons physically to 4-time All-Pro Myles Garrett. He'll need to refine his pass rush technique, but Stewart has tantalizing upside.
And welcome back. You heard right there the newest member of the rival Cincinnati Bengals, Shamar Stewart.
Man, Drew is shaking his head the entire time that video.
No, he's texting all his Bengals fans.
No, the funniest – so I pulled up Twitter just to see the reaction. First tweet I see is Duke Tobin is an idiot.
Oh, boy.
Bengals GM. But it's – again, you heard it in the vignette. He's got the trait. He's got the physical traits of Myles Garrett.
He looks good getting
physical,
off the bus.
Look, physical traits only do you so much.
Yeah, he was not very productive when he played in college.
I'll be honest, though.
He is a traits guy.
Hey, if he's got Myles Garrett traits from A&M as well, maybe there's some good luck on our side this time. I don't know. But the idea of upside guys, it's scary to me. Is he younger, too? Is he like 20?
Well, I'll be honest with you. He had the best broad jump at the combine. For
I don't care, babe.
And he had a 40-inch vertical. Again, he looks good getting off the bus, man.
He looks the part.
Yeah,
but
when the Bengals get off the bus, that's the dude you put in front, man. This is the guy you have getting off the bus.
You're telling me he's leading the combine in broad jump as a DN. I don't care about that.
Yeah, you're not doing a broad jump in a game. But I get exactly where you're coming from.
The pick makes sense.
Yeah, it's just like wise. At 17, you'd think you'd get someone with a little bit more substance.
Especially when you need it right now. That's the big thing with me. Is like, look, if they had the Browns defensive line or they even had the Chiefs defensive line and they took Shamar Stewart, all of a sudden it's, hey, he's going to sit behind Karlaftis. He'll be able to learn from Amenihu and develop. That's fine. But they need somebody right now who's ready to come and play. That's where Mike Green made sense. That's where Scorton made sense if you wanted to go edge rusher as well. Or James Pierce Jr. even though he's got the character issues and everything like that.
Character concerns. We have to those kind of guys.
You guys are doing a fantastic job.
Let me ask you this, though. As just kind of a neutral observer, obviously you cover the Kansas City Chiefs by working with Cody and Gold. What would scare you as an opponent rival of the Chiefs? Defensive line, or if this team started to build up that offense again, what's the one thing as a rival fan you would want to see?
I think it'd be scarier if it was defense again, just because they've beat the Chiefs when they had Tyreek Hill, and they were high-flying on offense and everything like that. So I just feel like defensively, if they got Walter Nolan, I'd be really concerned. If they get Derek Harmon, it's like, man, they got another dude who can go right next to Chris Jones. And then when Jones is gone, Derek Harmon can fill that slot in and be right there. Like, that's something that worries me a little bit more if Harmon happens to be available at 31 and they go in that direction.
Well, the Seahawks pick is in.
Goodell walking up to the podium right now.
I bet you they take Harmon.
It could be an FCS guy.
Yeah. Ooh.
Could be.
Could be.
I'm just saying.
They might not go sexy here. They might go practical.
It's going to be FBS or FCS, but I'll go FCS.
They are selected. Gray Zabel.
There you go, Gray Zabel.
Tackle, but we think he's a guard or a center.
You know what?
Out of North Dakota.
He's talked about playing center, and he could be the best center in the draft. Could play guard, could play tackle. Gray Zabel can do anything and everything on the offensive line. It's actually a very good pick.
It's a great offensive lineman name as well. Gray Zabel, the man was only going to be an offensive lineman.
Yeah, no, I think very highly of him. I thought he was the best lineman at the Senior Bowl earlier this year. So, yeah, this is a great pick. Not sexy, but they've needed guard play and improvement on their O-line for a long time.
All right, let's take a timeout here at the Landing in Liberty. We'll come back with who the Buccaneers select. Again, the Bengals went Shamar Stewart, followed by Gray Zabel at a North Dakota State that went to the Seattle Seahawks. We'll let you know who the Buccaneers select next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.